Friday nights, always. This is how we do it. About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a very long time. My legend today goes by the nickname of Pa. And that's got nothing to do, though, with whether he is a father or not. But that's just because he has always exuded maturity, way beyond his tender age. Now, mature on and off the pitch, and he rose to the spotlight as an eagle-eyed, versatile utility youngster at SuperSport United. And that was back in 2002. He went on to blossom at another Tswane giant, which is Mamelodi Sundowns, before a pretty short stint, though, that he had in Belgium. He came back, though, for a big, big move to Amakhosi before calling it quits at the now defunct side Ajax Cape Town, as well as Budweis Wits. Now, a fully fledged international player, certainly represented Bafana Bafana with aplomb, an incredibly successful playing career, hung up his boots, I don't know when, but hey, he'll tell us. And he went on a road less traveled by many football players. He swapped his boots and cared for classroom benches and now suits and ties. Multiple degree holder, which includes an LLB. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Upa Utata Wagwamashu. Smonin Sokakla. Ladies and gentlemen, standing ovation indeed. Jabulisa Bandi, welcome to the show.
No, thanks. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. The one thing you said to me is that you're stressed. What is stressing you?
Can I just make this statement?
Please
and
do.
I've prepared this statement. I mean, before proceeding with this engagement, I wish to make an averment regarding the adverse impact on my cognitive abilities caused by exposure to radiation and frequencies emitted by my cell phone. I believe this interference is intentional and constitutes a criminal offense by the individuals responsible.
Who is emitting what?
Rob, I've had difficulties with my phone. There's a frequency and this radiation that causes every time when I answer my phone, causes some strange headaches, and sometimes I feel like my head is gonna explode, you know. And I've realized that it has to do with the radiation and frequency. And I've also, during this time, I've also went to Vodacom to explain this to them. Obviously, they tried to explain it to me, what exactly the frequency and the radiant, how the transmission operates, you know. But the issue is still there. Obviously, we are going to investigate this issue, and it's been happening for some time now.
Wait, have you taken it to a medical practitioner? Is that something that has been investigated by a doctor, a specialist, to see how much of the radiation from your cell phone has affected you?
Obviously, like I've said, that's the investigation that we are now going to undertake to try and figure it out. Who are the people behind this and who are infringing to my cell phone and also, I mean, the impact. It's a very negative impact. So obviously there is going to be a formal investigation regarding the issue.
Are you suing?
No, not yet.
Them,
No. It's just to investigate exactly who's manipulating the system, who's manipulating these radiation and frequencies that transmits, I mean, obviously.
So not just your cell phone, mine as well, everybody else here in the building.
And that's my worry, is that what if such thing expand, you know? What if then they do it to other people? But I know that it's been happening to me, and I have to visit at Vodacom to try and explain the situation. But
how are they receiving it? I know they've got other issues as well.
I mean, it's early days now. Obviously, there's going to be, an intent investigation regarding this. And there's also an institution called ICASA.
Yes.
It's an independent that looks at these things. Obviously, there will be a formal written letter to them, obviously, to try and figure it out exactly what's going on.
And you bought a legitimate cell phone, though, because...
No, I've used different cell phones, by the way.
Because it can't sign off all our handsets. So if it doesn't have the badge that says ICASA cleared and certified, then you know where that comes from.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, it's not only one phone. I've tried to figure it out. If it's the phone, it's the SIM card. And I've used different SIM card to try. And then I realized it's only my number, not other numbers.
So you remember back in the days when I think the cell phone industry and era had just started.
Mm-hmm.
And before your phone would ring, you would see maybe the TV or you would hear on radio, like zzz, then you anticipate, oh, the phone is about to ring.
Yeah, sure.
So it was emitting a lot of that before. And I think it was reduced somewhat, those particular levels, because now you don't hear that. So if your phone rings, it rings.
Yeah, sure.
There is no preemptive sign that says, okay, the phone is about to ring, because I can hear, you know, the radio in my car making a particular noise.
Right.
So if in all of that, they still haven't got it right, then that is problematic. I mean, have they suggested you do anything? Maybe you use headsets or these fancy things that they use these days?
Like I said, it's early days in the investigation or the procedure that I've undertaken. I'm sure with time, we will definitely get into other options or suggestions, you know.
Because I was going to ask you, though, are you going to hire a lawyer for this? But I just realized that you're a lawyer yourself.
Of course. This is something that I'm going to do it myself. If anyone wants to get involved, obviously they're allowed to get involved.
Mm.
But like I've said, I've started the procedure, you know. Hopefully we'll get at the end of this issue.
Please update us, though, because I think it's... I mean, what a way to start celebrating your life.
I know.
With the preservation of your health, which is more important than anything else. Because I think the last time you were involved in a serious, heavy case was, what, 2016? Was it
2016? 2016, 17, around that, around that time. 2016, actually.
Yeah, it was 2016.
Mm. Mm. Correct.
A year that, as much as we celebrated for opening your eyes legally for you to want to be a lawyer, it's also a year that was heavily frustrating for you.
Of course. At that time, I hated football.
That's a strong word.
Because I was confused. And not only confused, I was frustrated. And I felt like this is a betrayal. But I mean, that's something that had happened and it's gone and I've moved on from it.
But you still hate football, though?
No, I love it. Yeah, I love football, Makai. Football, the reason why I'm sitting here is because of football, regardless of education. Without football, I don't think I would have able to study law. So football, it's primary, something that it's everything for me.
But in that period where you hated football because of that, the whole legal issue that you had with Kaizer Chiefs, with the extension of the contract, the 2-year extension that clearly was not going to happen, and then the fallout that you had with Steve Khompela at the time.
Mm.
Have you been able to iron those things out?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as much as I don't want to speak about it, but since you've asked the question or you've made the statement, obviously I've spoken to a few guys. I've moved on from it.
Mm.
I go and watch Kaizer Chiefs games, team that I love so much, you know. And I think that they are a good side, but they are not where they're supposed to be, obviously. But, I mean, I go and watch them. I still watch football. I go to the stadium. Sometimes I pay money to watch football.
I mean, we were paying to watch you, so you must start paying now.
Sure.
It should be done differently. I agree with you. I do believe that there should be a certain reprieve, though, for some of the club's legends, not just Kaizer Chiefs, but a lot of the clubs. It happens around the world where you should be given preference and priority as somebody who invested a lot of time and effort. Yeah, you're getting paid for it, but it's just an honor that it should be. But when you watch Kaizer Chiefs, what do you think they're doing wrong?
I don't know. It's a tough one, Rob, to be quite honest. Chiefs is a big club. We mustn't, you know, lie about that. They're a big club. They've done exceptionally well in the past years, even before I joined them. And that's why they're a big club, because of the achievements that they've obviously achieved previously. It's unfortunate that they're going through Going through these difficulties, and it's been years now, and we are all asking ourselves, what is the problem? Unfortunately, I don't have answers for you. I can't tell you. You know, sometimes we have all these opinions, and then I've realized that most of us, we're just talking nonsense, unfortunately.
Talk seriously now, because sitting in this car right now is the chairman of Kaizer Chiefs, Kaizer Mdaung Senior.
Exceptional man.
He's listening to you right now. He wants your opinion about what you believe or think needs to be done at Kaizer Chiefs. And your answer is what?
Wow, that's a tough one, eh? This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know, Rob. I don't know. I don't want to say
it's
things.
That complex.
Yeah, it is. It's complex, and it's difficult to provide answers, you know, because you see players joining Kaizer Chiefs doing exceptionally well from their previous club.
Yeah.
But when they get there, they are just ordinary players. And you ask yourself, but this guy was, you know, playing so well for a particular club. What happened to him? Why has he changed, you know? And change in a negative way, underperforming. So it's so difficult to. But one thing that I'm hopeful for is that Chiefs will come right.
The answer to the question and the question to the answer would be when?
Maybe next season.
What would be different?
I always think that Bobby should be given a full responsibility, not half a full responsibility
to run the club. Bobby Mdaung.
Bobby is exceptionally incredible man. It's unfortunate that people don't understand him, don't know him. If Jessica Mdaung and Bobby can be, both of them, given a full responsibility for that club, I strongly believe that they will make exceptional changes, and the club will then do well.
If you then accommodate that, and I appreciate your honesty, if you accommodate the two of them having full charge of Kaizer Chiefs, who then should Chiefs let go of and say, step aside, open the way for these two to run the club the way you say they should be running the club? Who should step aside?
I don't know. I just want those two to be given those responsibilities. I don't know who must leave, or I'm sure there are other positions that can be provided to any of the other kids. But I mean, these two, the dedication that I witnessed while I was a chief from these two personnel, it was incredible, you know.
Were you disappointed at somebody that holds you in very high esteem in Gavin Hunt? What he achieved success-wise at SuperSport United, for example, he was not able to translate that at Kaizer Chiefs. And he's one of, you know, many other coaches who've since come and gone, etc.
No, it happens everywhere in the world. You could be doing well in one club and then you go to another team and then, things don't go your way. So these things do happen. Unfortunately for Coach Gavin Hunt, I mean, things didn't go his way. And unfortunately, Chiefs wanted results immediately. And I'm sure SuperSport, while Kevin Hunt, by the way, coached me his first season.
Mm.
At some point, we were number 14 in the league. And I remember he called all the senior players at SuperSport. I mean, he wanted our inputs. And then I told him, I said, are we playing football that you don't understand? We're just kicking the ball forward. And then he said to us, listen, I just wanted you to play the right ball. And then things changed from there on. You know, and then he trusted us, we trusted him, and then we won the league. From number 14, we were left with 16 games left. We half of the league, we were actually number 14. We were thinking, this is a relegation. This coach is going to be relegated.
Wow.
But we had a meeting. One meeting changed everything.
Hi, Robert. You got a real top man there, someone who I've had a working relationship with, Pa. I really wish him well, and I'm so happy that he's done well in his life and looked after football with his studies. And he's got, I think he's got more degrees than a thermometer at the moment. But yeah, we go back. Obviously, when I first met Pa, I just came to Supersport. You know, I never really knew if he was one of those guys I could trust. He obviously was still very loyal to the past regime before I got there, and understandable. But when I got there, I saw a guy that I love the enthusiasm, the way he plays the game. Very versatile player, could play right fullback, centre back, even playing centre midfield. I think I played him there once or twice. But when I first came in, obviously we took a little bit of time to suss each other out, and I think that once we sussed each other out, I think there was a great relationship and a loyalty there. And obviously, I got him back when we went at Wits, and he came back again, and I got him another contract there. But one thing I always admired about him is professionalism, his loyalty, and I will always which some coaches don't take to, and I've always taken to. He asks questions, and I like players who ask questions about why and how, why we're doing this or why we're doing that. And I think that's the professionalism just came out. But great guy, fantastic player. I don't think he possibly got all the credit he deserved, because in that position where you play, you don't normally get a lot of credit. But he the mileage he covered over in games, and the pitch, and his, as I say, his enthusiasm for the game was second to none. And when we always bump into each other now and again, and we always have a good laugh. But it did take a bit of time to grow our relationship, but once we grew, I think it'll be there for life, I think. And somebody, as I said, I admire, and a fantastic player. And I wish him well in his future, and look after his family, and have a career and a life. Because as you know, in football, it's so short. You got normally the rest of your life is, you got a long way to live, and well, hopefully he has, and so we all of us. And as I say, wish him well, and fantastic that you've given him the opportunity to tell his story. And good luck, Pa. We'll see you soon, my boy. And let's look for the next one if we can. Good luck.
Oh man,
yeah, I know. Yeah, he's telling the truth. Yeah, we got it on the wrong foot. Because I told him, I said, "Coach, come on, what football is this? We're just kicking the ball forward. I don't understand this." And he was so upset. I went to the dressing room, and then I was told that you are needed in Randburg. Immediately, I said, "Who needs me in the rent back?" They said, "No, the management. They want to see you." I got there, and then Jose was the CEO at the time.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "What are you telling the coach?" The coach phoned us, said, "You're crazy. You're telling him that he's playing crazy football." I said, "Yeah, but he's playing the crazy football. Tell him to adapt, because we can't do this." And he was incredible, because he was open to that. And then he changed it. And then in that season, he won the league.
Sure. But isn't it surprising, though, that my understanding of how your fallout with Steve Khompela happened was almost a similar thing?
Exactly the same.
But it had different consequences, because...
Unfortunately, because he was not willing to accept my... he thought I was challenging his authority. I don't challenge authority. I just want clarity. And if I feel that I've got a positive impact in what you are doing, or you are not aware of, then I think I have a right to come and say, "Listen, if you can tweakle there, change there and there, I guarantee you the team can do well." But I think he thought that I was challenging his authority. But he's a great man. I like him. I like Steve. He can articulate himself absolutely top-notch. I like him. He's a good man, but sometimes he's stubborn as well.
And that was the end of you, though.
Yeah, of course, man. They needed one to they needed to sacrifice one. Unfortunately, I was the person that had to be sacrificed.
You're sacrificing somebody who's got caps at under 17, caps at under 20, 55 caps at Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, man, these things do happen, Rob. But look where I am today. You know, as much as that was very, I thought that was unfair, but I mean, it changed my life, and I've got another 40 to 50 years. You know. in the legal space. So
this man is a crazy human being. This man has now a degree, BA Political Science and Sociology from University of Witwatersrand. Got that in 2018. A degree, LLB, University of Witwatersrand, 2024. A diploma, Sports Management, Boston College. I am told as well that he is in the offices of SAFA. He's a secretariat of the Ethics and Integrity Committee. He's there hanging out with judges and former judges in the High Court of the Western Cape. And I'm talking about, Judge Sisi Khampepe is there. He sits across the table from from Judge Sisi Khampepe. This man has a former acting judge of the Western Cape High Court, Alex Abercrombie, that he works with. He goes to work and says, "Hey, Alex, what's up? What's up, man?" Guys, let's get real.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide. Mr. Gates and McKenzie, in August, you asked for 21 days. If you remember, you asked for 21 days to be able to fix boxing. There's a new board that's in place. Are you happy with the composition of the board and what they've done so far?
100%. I'm very, very happy. I have even in that 21 days, I asked for 21 days, but I only needed 14. I should have asked for 15 days. But I'm happy we've got an acting CEO there. We've got an acting CFO there. Their job is now to appoint proper people. And even the newspaper, when we appointed the acting CEO, they're like, "Wow, for the first time, we have somebody that knows the sport of boxing." To show you that I didn't go and get my best friend there that has watched one Hel Kutsia game and Dingane Tobela game. How do you keep on giving somebody a billion rand or 450 million and there's no sporting equipment for the kids? There's nothing happening there.
Hashtag MSW.
Hi Rob, this is Tommy Hattie from Edenville. Greetings to you and greetings to Parker. Rob, I always pull a shocker, man. Where did you get this man? He has been quiet for a while. What a player, Rob. What a player. I want to find out from Parker. Ever since he left football, I think he has reflected on a lot of things. But it would be naive not to talk about the role that Piso Msimane played in him becoming a superstar for Bafana Bafana. What does it take from what Piso Msimane did to his career to introduce him to Bafana Bafana? He was Piso's boy at SuperSport. He went with him to Bafana and he called him to Sundowns, if I'm not mistaken. But what role did Piso Msimane play in his career? Thanks for listening on the radio.
All right, the role of Piso Msimane. Pakaka is my guest if you're just joining us right now. An important question, and you are nodding because you're in agreement.
No. I mean, thanks for that question. I think it's an important question. Rob, Piso, Dr. Piso Msimane, I think I should, call him by his... his current...
ordained title, hey?
Exactly.
Sure.
Coach Piso was not a coach. He was a father figure. I think when I joined SuperSport, Piso has just been given as a full-time, as a head coach, because he was interim at some point, and then he was given a full-time coaching position, and he was learning. And I got there when Peter, I remember this, I was like, this guy is crazy. He used to have newspapers, books. So he's the only seat that was had nothing is the seat that he obviously has to take. Every other seat has books, has newspapers. The man wasn't sleeping. He was reading. He was studying the game. He was studying other sports as well. He was in love with basketball at the time. So I remember even my first book, to have a book, I was given by Peter. Oh. My first book that I could read, Peter gave it to me.
Do you remember the book?
I still have it. It has to do with the team. Yeah, NBA yeah. Book that has to do with a team that was doing incredible, was doing so, they were failing. I think they were last or something. And then they had a new coach, which is, changed the fortune of that team. So I still have the book even today. But Peter was just a father figure, man.
Yeah.
He knew. Peter visited my home. He saw where I come from. He was in Guamashu to meet my family. I think most of us, he did that, especially the younger ones. And he united us, man. He united. We used to have prize. We used to have to hang around. And I have a story to tell, because he wanted us to watch matches. You know, we'll watch Italian football, Champions League, and he will call you at 9 in the evening. Hey, my boy, what do you think about AC Milan? I'm like, yo, now you must explain what you've been watching. So he tried to call Dan Clay to ask him if he was watching the match, and he couldn't get off. He couldn't get hold of him. He then called me, because we stayed in the same estate at the time.
Yeah.
He said, "Pa, where's Dan?" I'm like, "Ah, coach, I don't know. I'm at home." Mm. He said, "Okay, do me a favor. I know that he lives across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Go to his house and tell him that I want to speak to him." I had to walk and go to Dan. I said, "Dan, coach is looking for you." And like 9:30 in the evening. He was so obsessed with the game. He was so obsessed. He used to tell us, and we used to go and watch other matches, you know, in the Premier League with him. We all drive together to go and watch maybe Cosmos playing Swallows. So the guy was and I took some of those things from him. I took some of those positive things from him.
Yeah.
And especially the being a hard worker, you know.
And just reading, because I think I saw you with one eye as you were walking, and you were, I thought you were coming to give a sermon here.
No, man.
Did you bring a Bible?
Of course. I'm a believer. I believe in God. And the past 12 months, I've been obviously trying to understand the Bible with my pastor, Alan Macaulay. He's the younger brother of the late Macaulay from Rema. So, so we usually meet every Wednesdays. Every Wednesday we meet without fail, unless if he has other commitment. So he's been taking me through the Bible to, you know, teaching me the word, and it's been quite interesting, man. It's the fact that I now kind of like understand it, but not fully, and I'm excited to learn more.
What was it about the Bible that was confusing you that you have clarity about now?
I think mostly it are the letters written to different churches and explaining, you know. Before I sometimes we're afraid of the Bible, and now I'm interested. I want to know more, because these are just letters written by individual to certain churches, you know, explaining certain things, and sometimes I then reflect the same to my life, and then now it makes sense. You know, life starts, it makes sense for me. And the Bible kind of like guides me to the direction that leads to, obviously,
success.
I guess.
So I'll say it for you. Success.
Mm. Hi, Bro Rob. This is Tepo Masilela. Today you have a gentle giant in studio. I just want to congratulate him on his recent academic achievements. You know, I shared the change room with Pa for many, many years. And one thing about Pa, he's got a very big heart. Never say die attitude. And I wish him well, and may everything he touches be a success. Rico Riser. Thank you.
Good evening, Da Rob. Good evening to the listeners and the guy there in front of you, Pa Gaka Mkhorisi. He should know who Mkhorisi is. It's KG Dikhaju here. My brother, I just want to say today I stand here with great pride and gratitude as I reflect on the incredible journey we've shared on the pitch. We've been through so much together. Tough defeats, unforgettable victories, and countless hours of hard work and dedication. Each match we played in Fetu side by side felt like a testament to our commitment in the game. We've shared moments of elation when the crowd roared, everything clicked into place, especially, you know, those preparations before the confet and the World Cup. We stood together in the face of challenges. When the losses stung and the road ahead seemed uncertain, I truly appreciate your resilience, your leadership, and unwavering spirit you brought into the change room. You've been a true professional, Pa, and a great teammate, I must say. Your dedication, your work ethic, and the character have left a lasting impact on the youth, especially the young aspiring youth, those who want to turn into pro. Thank you for everything you brought into this game. It's been an honor sharing the grass with you. All the best in everything that you do, man. We'll meet up soon. Cheers, bro.
Wow. Sboniso, pa, kak. What a gentleman. What a honest professional. Right round, whether being a good father to his kids, or should I say to his daughter. A very humble human being, hardworking, very pessimistic. I think there's nothing that I didn't learn from Pa, although he's younger than me. He gave his all with everything he did, even when he went on studying, you know, he gave everything. And what a phenomenal human being. Rico, you know, we had good, bad and ugly times. It's just unfortunate how things panned out at the end, you know. We didn't know the end was going to be like this. But as my figgy litropa banye itata banye. So yeah, we used to just laugh around and laugh about with a couple of things. And funny enough, a story comes to mind that we were supposed to go to Miami together. Or was it Las Vegas? And it happened that I got injured. And the first thing Pa said to me is, "Ay, Baba, ayu asala tina se ahamba, so gwona maubuye." That's the honesty the guy had. You know, it was brutal. He was honest. And yes, at the time it burnt. But I also learned a lesson from that, you know. Just be honest. Be honest and know where you are. Know what you need to deal with. And that's the person that Pa is. Rico, I know you'll do the best. You very intelligent. Very humble. People mistaken your outspokenness for being arrogant or for being a bit flamboyant, but yeah, you're a phenomenal human being. Don't stop, and I hope the Almighty blesses you with whatever in your life.
Sure, guys. Morgan Gould, KG de Khatri, Tsepo Masilela. On the line, we've got Miguel. Miguel, good evening in Centurion. Welcome.
Good evening, Rob. Thank you so much, and good evening to Pa. So just a quick one, a memory comes to mind. He played with Themba Mnguni, and at the time at SuperSport, they were training at TUT in Pretoria. Themba started his own soccer academy called Tutuka Sports, which I played for. We got to watch them train quite often, and I tell you what, the man was a steam train up and down the wing there when he was playing at right back. But one thing comes to mind, there was a training session where someone kept giving the ball away, and Pizzo stood up, threw his clipboard down and said, "Hey, Malaka, if you don't know what to do with the ball, give it to Pa, man. Come on." And yeah, that just spoke of how highly that Pizzo regarded him. He was a steam train, man. What a human being. All the best to him. It was so nice to hear his voice on the radio. Thank you.
Oh, Miguel, thank you so much, man. What a refreshing story coming through. Pa, please agree on radio. I didn't ask you this off air that you need to come back. We've got so many tributes. Mission Integral. There's another one from Gavin Hunt. We got listeners galore that have sent messages and questions to you. When can we sign the agreement for part two?
But next Friday, I can come.
You can?
Yeah.
I love that. I love your commitment. I just love how committed you are. So me, I got nothing to say. So I'm not going to say goodbye to you. I'm just going to thank you for today.
Sure.
For being our first legend for 2025.
Sure. Thanks.
And I got so much to talk to you about.
Of course. I've got a lot. And I've got so much to
unpack as well.
Of course.
Yeah. I haven't even touched on the learnership. I haven't even touched on what you've achieved academically. I want to park that for part two and other football-related things. I have a lot to talk to you about.
Okay.
So yeah, let's do it.
We have an agreement. Yeah.
Nazok. Sure. It's done.
Yeah.
Pa to the cause. Hey. I know they say pa to the cause. This time it's pa to the cause. Tune in again on Monday for Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.